Jonathan Bacon, leader of the Isle of Wight Council.
Jonathan, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about this gap, this £3.3 million gap that sort of occurred? How has it happened?
You generally have a gap in the budget on the basis of forecasts at the beginning of the year in councils. As it stands, looking forward, because of the level of savings we have to achieve, because of the situation that's being thrust upon us by central government, currently the projections are an underachievement of the projected savings of £3.3 million. That obviously gives us an immediate problem in that if that is followed through to the end of the year, I don't think it will be, but it does show that we have a difficult situation to deal with, then we have a problem with the budget, most particularly in the fact that it will knock on to next year and increase the situation that we potentially face next year of having to make further savings. So it's a projection at the moment, it's a forecast, but it's, I think, is indicative of the very serious situation the council is in. It will be a cornerstone of the detailed report and information that's coming before full council on the 2nd of September, when we are having what will be an extremely important meeting for the council, looking at the budgetary situation that we're currently in, but more particularly as we go forward and how we can deal with that.
Okay, so it's forecast for the loss to come in. Is that based on losses that are already made? And if so, whose fault are they?
I would say it's the fault of central government for putting us in a position where we, as some people have said, in budgetary terms, we've already scraped the barrel. We are trying to make what is an almost impossible situation work. I don't think it's appropriate to look for fault within the council, as you seem to be doing. We are trying to cope with the situation we have been put in, and it is an incredibly difficult situation. As I say, the figures are a forecast. I'm sure they won't be, the actual outcome situation will be different, but it does provide us an indicator of the dire situation that the current central government cuts have put us in.
So are there plans in sort of action at the moment, or are you looking at ideas or ways of making?
Oh, of course. I mean, the budget is ongoing, so part of the process is seeing if those savings that were agreed early in the year can be achieved. Some of them are proving achievable, some of them proving more difficult, but officers are working extremely hard to try and achieve those. What we have to do, given the forecast, though, is consider whether we are going to have to look at more in-year savings to deal with that, should that position arise. As I say, I think it will be different, but it still indicates that we're in a difficult situation. We've got to give some thought to how to cope with that. If we are in a situation where that deficit cannot be addressed, it adds to the pressure that we're already under for the coming year and the budget that we have to fix next February.
And is there anything specifically that you can think of that is has come out or is an option to get back a significant amount of funding, a significant amount of savings?
Well, that is something that work is ongoing on. That is something that we'll be bringing forward, hopefully ideas about come September. In the meantime, as was said at this evening's meeting and at scrutiny, we are going to pursue detailed briefings for all elected members on the situation we are in. And hopefully we may get some further ideas, suggestions through that. But that is ongoing work. As I say, we have a detailed report coming forward on the 2nd of September, which will set out the position in detail. And that is when we really need to give some intensive consideration to how we can go forward.
And just finally, I mean, do you fear for the future of the council in light of this news?
Oh, gosh, what a question. We are in an extremely difficult situation. It would be wholly unrealistic to say there is not a problem or we can easily deal with the problem. I'd hope we can get through it, but it's a question of how we get through it and whether the means we can get through it are palatable or not. We have to start looking at approaching central government, saying what situation we are in, and I think it is to a great degree, caused by some of the unique features of the Isle of Wight, the fact that we are an island, the fact that we have quite a different demographic to other parts of the region, indeed the country. So it's a very difficult question to ask. I think to be realistic, we must have to say that we are in an incredibly difficult position, and the best way to deal with that is to realise that situation, and that is probably the key way we can find a way forward.